Mark, hello there.
How you doing, Darren?
Very good. Things are going good in the dark green.
They are going quite well right now. We've had a good little patch, and let's hopefully we can keep it moving forward. The ladder's sort of all over the place a little bit at the minute, just the amount of games people have played.
It
seems forever since poor old Cairns played. They're up there training and sweating it out in the far north, and I'm sure they'll be keen to play some games. And it probably isn't what it seems, but it's good to be probably just in a good little patch of good form.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of work on our offence over the last probably 3 weeks. We've really put some time into it because we've been probably known through the league in this early part of being quite competent in our defence. You know, we've done a good job, kept teams to below 80. I think we're ranked number 2 in the league right now defensively. And we've really honed in on that because we wanted to set a good foundation to start with. And then our offences needed a little bit of evolution, and we put some time into that, and it's got better. And I think that was the catalyst of probably 3 weeks' work.
The shooting, I mean, you would assume that most players in the NBL can shoot the basketball reasonably well. Some do it better than others, obviously. Is it a case of analysing and looking at video and looking at a player and the way they drop their hands, or what do they do, or the way they bounce the ball even when they're leading up to get a free throw? What do you think it is?
Well, I think part of our improvement is probably two-phased. We've improved our shot selection, so putting people in positions that actually their skill set would allow them to make those shots. There's been evidence, we've provided the players with evidence through video and practice and then video again. And so we've improved that area. We've added in some different shooting components to our practice, pre and post. So I think it's a range of those things. But probably if it was any one thing that's improved it, it's just our shot selection. We're just more comfortable with each other and with our system. And, what's your skill set and is this your shot? And I think that just gets, with a new team of 15 new guys, that takes a little bit of time and coaching to get to that point. And I think we've improved it. And I think that's part of it, Darren.
And not only the players getting used to each other, but also you and Scott and the others as coaches getting used to what players can do really well and what perhaps they can't do really well.
Yeah, no question. Why everybody knows each other, from a playing standpoint, the NBL is a very small league in terms of, 10 teams, and a lot of these guys have grown up playing against each other at junior level or with each other. But when you're all put together, sometimes your roles can change depending on who's been brought into the team alongside you, and that does take time. And I think we've found our synergy on defence quicker than we've found it on offence, and now we're starting to see that, and guys are starting to understand their roles more, and that comes from Scott, talking to them and, getting to know them better, and then maybe we'll make some tweaks within our offence to suit certain guys. And then Josh Maget starts to feel more comfortable playing with Clint Steindl, who he met, 3 months ago. So it's a range of different things, and it certainly isn't just, add water and off we go. It's certainly not that. And there's a lot of work and time put in behind it, whether you're winning or losing, to try and fast-track that synergy with a new group.
Right, on to you personally. How are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's like when I first come back and got on the floor, and it was like, it takes you a little bit to get back into a rhythm of coaching men from juniors. And I'd say that I still haven't, found my rhythm and at my best for the group yet. But I'm probably no different to a player. It takes, it takes time to get used to everybody and where you can, best your skill set best suit your coaching group. And if you asked me this, 3 months ago to, how you doing, I probably would have said it was a 2 out of 10. And now I'm a 6 out of 10 in terms of just being able to work together as a group. And we continually improve daily. And I've got a great coaching staff. Jacob Chance is an outstanding young coach. And Jack Fleming's going to be a head coach one day as well. They are super coaches, and they've taught me stuff, and I've been able to help them, and Scott brings his experience, and pretty dynamic, you know, working group, a couple of older coaches and a couple of younger coaches.
Yeah.
You know, we work well off each other, and, you know, the players, like any organisation, players will gravitate to certain coaches at different times, and we have our little groups that we work with, and so I'm really enjoying it. Long answer, but I wanted to give you some depth of, you know, the group that you'll go to work with every day. Like, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, great. We've got the NBL one starting soon too, and a couple of your development players will be suiting up for the Thunder at various stages, I believe, Deans and McDonald. Good for those younger players to continue playing. Like, once the NBL finishes, then they continue on and play in another league.
Yeah, no question. One of the, you know, longer-term goals of the club is to have as many of our NBL players that, you know, not on minute restrictions, play with our NBL one teams here in Tasmania, and they stay, and we can continue to work with the clubs and work those players out during the week. So the Jack Jumpers players are here 12 months of the year, and we continually grow the brand and make it to be more visible in the community. And it's not just a summer, you're here to play NBL and then off you go somewhere else. And
yeah,
I think that'll take a little bit of time and some working together, but both NBL One clubs have been awesome from that standpoint. And if we can, you know, help each other, then it just makes, as a whole, just Tasmanian basketball stronger, whether it's the NBL One teams or whether it's the NBL team, because we get to work with those guys in the off-season.
On the road for a few weeks, so next home game will be the end of the month. You'll have the Perth Wildcats down there.
What a beautiful time to be in the NBL playing Perth Wildcats.
How good's Bryce Cotton? Just on the right. How good is he? Is he the best? I think we may have actually talked about this before. Maybe I spoke about it with Nick Haywood. But is Bryce Cotton the best player in the world, pound for pound, outside of the NBA?
Well, there's a lot of people that says he is. You know, head coach Scott Ross has talked about that. He's seen a lot of guys. Like, there's some really good players in Europe, especially in EuroLeague, and I think it's like, who's better, LeBron or Jordan?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Very subjective, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Bryce Cotton, in my time, is the best player that I've seen in the NBL, and I've been watching it since about 1980 when Casino City was in the league. So everybody has their opinion, their favourite players, and, you know, he's certainly special, been special for the Perth Wildcats, and, you know, if you want to see him live, he's going to be at the My State Bank Arena at the end of the month.
Yeah.
A bit of time to come and see him in the flesh.
Indeed. February 28th, tickets are on sale now. Check out the Jack Jumpers website and Facebook page. And my mate Brent Costello from WinTV does your sideline PA work and the MC. And he reckons the atmosphere at the games is just terrific.
Club has done an outstanding job. I spent time in Adelaide and Perth, and Perth are probably the gold standard for the game night entertainment, and obviously they have a 14,000 seat stadium that's packed out, but the Jack Jumpers front office, support crew, volunteers have done like a super job of game night presentation, and, you know, we want to make that a little fortress, and so far we've done a pretty good job of it, and the club's done a good job of it, so we want to continue that for the long term.
Yeah. All right, good luck this weekend. Thanks for having a yarn.
Good on you, Darren. Appreciate it. Thanks, mate.